And unfortunately, the commanding officer came up. He spoke to the white minister and said, take these kids back home. So it turned out that the governor was keeping anyone of color, all Negroes, coloreds, as we were called during those days, from entering Little Rock Central High School.
That's Carlotta Walls Lanier, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. As a member of the Little Rock Nine, Carlotta Walls Lanier gained national attention for the role she played in desegregating Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas. She received the Congressional Medal of Honor and 6 honorary degrees, and now speaks at venues across the country. She joins us to talk about the picture book that tells her story, Carlotta's Special Dress, How a Walk to School Changed Civil Rights History. Carlotta, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Carlotta, this is your story. So tell us about what readers are going to find in this picture book.
Well, they're going to find a 14-year-older who was getting ready to go to Little Rock Central High School and in the 10th grade. And she was very excited about doing that. And unfortunately, it took 3 attempts to get into the school. But it's about the dress that I wore on the first day. And that is my special dress. We really talk about the fact that the dress was purchased in the department store when actually my mother was an expert seamstress and all of my clothes were made by my mother. But my great uncle wanted me to have a store-bought dress.
Now, this story is told in picture book form, so it's designed for young children. And I'm curious about how the idea of putting your story into a picture book came about.
My grandson, who is now in the 5th grade, always had me to come to his class and talk about my experience. So I had to speak to the kids about what I had gone through, but in a way to encourage them not to be bullies, to be friendly, and all of those sort of things that help to develop a young person. And each time, every year, they will say to me, well, where's the picture book? So I decided that it was necessary for me to put together a picture book for children. And I got with my co-author, and we went from there. And I was very pleased to get an illustrator by the name of Vanessa Brantley Newton, who did an excellent job, I think, in showing what took place.
To give people a taste of this book, would you read the first portion of it for us?
I'd be happy to. It's 1957. Summer break is almost over, but I am the happiest girl in Little Rock because soon I'll be starting at my new school. So when I answer a knock on our front door one sticky August day, I am all smiles. My favorite uncle, Emerald Holloway, waits for me on the other side. I have a surprise for you, Uncle M says. What is it? I ask excitedly. He wraps me in a big bear hug and hands Mother a crisp $20 bill. Buy Carlotta a real nice dress, he says. Everybody's going to be watching her first day at that school. I rarely get a store-bought dress. Father works hard to provide for our family, so Mother saves money by making the clothes my 2 sisters and I wear every day. Sometimes, late at night, I can hear the whir of the old sewing machine making us something pretty. But Uncle M is right. This will be a big day. I want to look perfect and make my family proud. I need to have a new dress.
And this new dress, I should mention, in fact, I want you to tell us the story about where that new dress is today.
I am happy to say that the dress is a part of the exhibition at the National Museum of African American History and Culture. I donated my dress along with my report card and diploma that is exhibited there, along with 37 other boxes of memorabilia. But those are the three things that are being exhibited. And the dress is a highlight, along with that diploma.
Well, and that diploma is significant because you became the first female African-American to graduate from that high school.
Exactly. And I'm very proud of that.
Another reason I think it's significant that you've created this picture book is that this is an opportunity to teach kids about this very important event in history and in for civil rights, because this happened in 1957, and there are kids that may not be aware of your story today, although I'm old enough to have grown up with that story and know about what the Little Rock Nine went through. So tell us a little bit more about that experience and how you ultimately got into the school and were able to go to school there.
We were expected to go to school on September 3rd, the day after Labor Day. And unfortunately, the governor had come on television the night before and stated that he was bringing out the Arkansas National Guard to protect the citizens of Little Rock. So I truly did consider myself a citizen. My father paid taxes like everyone else, owned his own home. However, we got a call and said that we had to wait another day. So it was September 4th that we gathered at the corner across the street from Little Rock Central High School. It was some ministers there to walk with us. And we get to the corner, and unfortunately, the commanding officer came up. He spoke to the white minister and said, take these kids back home. So it turned out that the governor was keeping anyone of color, all Negroes, coloreds, as we were called during those days, from entering Little Rock Central High School. So that is when all the litigation started to take place. And it was 2.5 to 3 weeks before, well, actually it was September 23rd, which happens to be the day that the second time that we attempted to go to Little Rock Central High. We got in, but unfortunately, that crowd had tripled in size. Very angry mob mentality. They did various things, such as breaking the cameras of various newscasters and photographers, chasing reporters. And when they discovered that we had gotten into the school via a side entrance, they were wanting their children to come out of the school. Kids were jumping out of the windows and that sort of thing. That was probably my scariest day, because the policeman came to my classroom, and I'm sure all of the others, to gather us to leave the school, which we did. It was a very horrific day, to be honest with you. And that is when the President of the United States got involved and came on national television and stated that he was sending in America's finest, the 101st Airborne, the Screaming Eagles, to Little Rock Central High School. They were based over in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. 1,200 soldiers came to Little Rock as our protectors, and also as soldiers that took us from one classroom to another. They brought us into the school on September 25th, which is the day that we consider our anniversary, because that is our full day of going to Little Rock Central High. So it was a wonderful feeling to have the country, the president, to defy the governor of Arkansas with his orders, which the federal courts had thrown out. So we were able to go to school. Unfortunately, we had to have a guard going from one classroom to another. And that lasted the year of 1957-58. So these are sort of the things that young people really do not, they don't know about this. It is a part of history. It's a part of American history. is a part of the civil rights movement. We didn't consider it that as a part of the civil rights movement at that time, but that is what it really was, because of defiance of the governor and what he had ordered. So we had a right to be there. Brown versus Board of Education had given us that right. And the school board was in accordance and had set their plan in place to integrate the schools. I will say that if I had, even at 14 years of age, I thought if you're not going to integrate all the schools, you really should start with elementary school kids. And that is another reason for my book, because I think kids grow up together. They get to understand each other. They learn the cultures of others. Youngsters need to be accepting of the human race, the quality of education, and the quality of the next person. They learn that as a kid in elementary school and on the playground. So this is another reason I'm hoping that this book will be able to be used for that.
And to help people better understand that event, you have an extensive author's note at the back of the book, and you also have photos from that time. Tell us a bit about that.
You know, when I spoke to young kids, I didn't want, you know, for preschool to fourth grade to be so horrific. However, they needed to understand the timeline and all of the things that took place during that time. And it's a part of history. These are historical moments. So I do have all of that there. I wanted to also honor the other eight students that was with me during that period of time. I have pictures of the dress, and I thought Vanessa did an excellent job in showing that as authentically as possible in a picture book. It's a part of American history. That's the part that I felt that needed to be a part of this book, all of the things that took place.
And when kids read this book, it's more than just a telling of this important moment in history. It presents a message. So tell us about what you would like to take away from this book, what you hope kids will take away after reading this book.
I want them to understand that they are an equal. They are just as important as the next person in their classroom. I want them to understand that their appearance is important. They are not greater or lesser than the others, that their ideas need to be expressed. I want them to be able to be friendly to the person that is being bullied or stand up to the bullies. Those are some of the things that were somewhat lacking during my time at Little Rock Central High School. I knew that there were kids there that didn't believe in all of the negative things that were going on, but they didn't know how to show that they were for me or for us, because they were going to be ostracized just as we were. So I wanted these young people to be able to get along with others and to develop relationships with other people that don't look like them, learn about other people and their ways of doing things.
To learn more, the book is Carlotta's Special Dress: How a Walk to School Changed Civil Rights History. Carlotta, thank you for talking with me today.
It is my pleasure, and thank you for having me on.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.